Michel Abdul Massi, QC. He's from the Association of Palestinian Communities, one of the sponsors of this rally. Michel.
Assalamu alaikum. May I ask you, first of all, to give us 1 minute silence for those brave, gallant British people and American people and Palestinians who are currently dying at the hands of the Israeli occupation. 1 minute silence, please. Thank you. May I tell you that tonight, as we are speaking, our brothers and sisters in Palestine are watching us. And I want you all tonight now to shout with me that great shout that will give courage and boost the morale of the people of Palestine. Free, free Palestine!
Free, free Palestine!
Free, free
Palestine!
Free, free
Palestine!
Free, free!
Palestine!
Free, free!
Palestine!
Let me tell you that the people of Palestine have lived under occupation for the last 80 years. Not 50, not 30, but 80 long, hard, racist, terrorist years. And we must all remember that the people of Palestine, the natural inhabitants of people of Palestine, be they Christians, be they Muslims, be they Jews, have the right to live in their own free, independent country in the whole of Palestine. We must always remember that. And we as British Palestinians have a duty. We have a duty not only to rally today, which is very important. We have a major duty done in Parliament. We have the right to vote. You must get your MPs involved. You must go to them, each and every one of them. You must talk to them. First of all, get knowledge about Palestine. It's one of the issues that have confused mass media because of the mad propaganda that we have all been living with. So I beg of you, each and every one of you must go and talk to his MP. It is one of your most vital duties. Bombard them with letters, with details, with anecdotes. It's so vital. And frankly, whenever you confront one person, just ask your MP one single question. A Palestinian born and brought up in Jerusalem, a Palestinian born and brought up in Haifa, a Palestinian born and brought up in Jaffa, a Palestinian born and brought up in Nablus, should he or should he not have the right to live in his own country if he wants it? Say yes! Say yes! Say yes! And let me tell you, in the same way our brothers in South Africa fought and won their liberation, we, the people of Palestine, will get our freedom. And that freedom will be the freedom to have a democratic state in the whole of Palestine, not based on racism, not based on the most abject form of racism. And I invite you all today, all of you today, to remember one thing: they have tried very hard for 30 long years to demolish the name of Palestine. Your presence here today is a great testament to the fight of the people and the fact that internationally we here in Britain will continue to fight to create a Palestinian state. Free, free, free Palestine!